Hi, Mike and Gary. This is Sue.
And Doug.
From Minnesota. It is Sunday morning and 22 degrees below zero here. It hurts your face a little bit, but otherwise, just a typical Minnesota morning. We just wanted to say Merry Christmas, and now it's time for the show. Welcome to the Por Favor Manténgase Alejado de las
Podcast.
Please stand clear now of the door. Por favor, manténganse alejado de la
podcast. From the DeFont LeRoy recording studios in sunny Tampa, St. Petersburg, Sarasota, Naples, Cape Coral, Fort Myers, Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Hollywood, Orlando, Kissimmee, Titusville, Daytona Beach, Jacksonville, and Panama City. This is episode...
In Westerly,
Rhode Island. This is episode 147 of the Por Favor Manténgase Alejado de las Podcast. I'm Mike in Florida, joined by Mr. Klinsman up in
Westwood. How's it going, Mike?
I added a few more from last week, Bill.
You start just like sprouting off these names and I get pushed to the side.
It's kind of like a disappointment and Westwood, Rhode Island.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
I forgot about that studio.
What's going on?
Ah, beautiful day today, Bill.
Christmas time is here.
It was a beautiful day.
Is it? You got like a nice crisp, like 38 degrees, like how it should feel at Christmas. Isn't that what
I don't know? I don't understand. I don't understand what that means. What it should feel like at Christmas.
Oh, you must hear that 100 times a day, right?
Yeah, it was 81 today when I took the picture. High of 83.
What's the classic playbook? I could never be warm on Christmas. It needs to be cold on Christmas. Just wouldn't feel like Christmas unless it's cold.
Yes.
I can tell you that the last 2 years, Christmas has been over 60 degrees up here, just randomly, and it's been glorious. Wearing shorts on Christmas, going outside, not being miserable.
I'll throw my buddy Nate under the bus who went to that UConn-Nebraska game.
Yes.
Because he's a big cold weather homer.
Is he?
Yeah, and I said it was going to be 85 on Christmas, and he said, I like snow at Christmas. I said, yeah, but there's a chance that, like you said, you're not going to have it.
A good chance.
Like, I think it's only snowed maybe 2 or 3 times that I ever remember on, like, Christmas Eve.
Yeah, I can't remember. I can't remember the last time there's been snow on the ground for Christmas up here.
Yeah, let alone on the ground, but yeah. I mean, there's always snow on the ground in Minnesota.
Well, up there, yeah. I don't know. It doesn't... I don't need it to be cold. I'll be perfectly happy. I love Christmas either way. I don't need it to be cold. I'll enjoy it in warm weather.
There was a Christmas Eve a couple years ago, and Chris and I went to Midnight Mass, and it was snowing. And it was like, you know, the church, we went to an old, like, old, it was a 150-year-old church in downtown Chaska, so they had the steeple with the bells. And when we were leaving, the priest was out there yelling Merry Christmas, and people were ringing bells, and the church bells were ringing. And, like, you'd look up and see the streetlights and just that heavy snow coming down. That was really cool, but that happened once in my lifetime.
Right.
You know, it was like the Hallmark movie, but that happens every night in those movies.
Is it worth it for the other 300 days a year that are miserable to have that one experience at Christmas?
No.
No, probably not.
And I heard on the radio today that they're thinking on Christmas might set a record or tie the record of 85 degrees, which was set last year. Remember I told you we were in my cousin's swimming pool?
Yes, so you think it might be a repeat of that this year?
Yeah, the smartphone said 85 to Christmas, so...
Beautiful, beautiful.
Grill some steaks, sit on the lanai, watch some NBA basketball.
What do we got, C's Cavs starting the day off?
I believe so, I think, yeah. Don't the Knicks always play? Big market, you know, they always put the big TV markets.
Yeah.
Kobe Bryant was good. It was always like the Lakers and the Knicks for some reason. Like the 5 o'clock game, doesn't it?
I agree with that. I think I know Golden State's got the marquee game this year. Maybe against Oklahoma City or something.
What's going on with you, Bill?
Not much. I'm ready. I'm ready for Christmas. I'm excited. This episode comes out on Christmas morning, so that's very exciting. A great present from us to all the listeners out there.
Exactly.
But your Gina's all set up. She's ready to go. Her birthday is on Christmas. She's going to be turning 2. Got Santa Claus coming down, hopefully. She's been good, so I think he'll show up. in a couple days, and everything's good. Everything's ready to go. I'm not one of those last-minute people. I know there's quite a few based on going out today and seeing people, but I'm not a last-minute person. I try to get everything done. Sarah's the same way. We're not out there on the 22nd looking for stuff to get. How about you? Are you ready, or are you stuffed to go shopping tomorrow?
No, I went out today. I had a day off. I actually went down to Venice because my barber's still down there. So let me take a drive down to Venice and get my hair cut. And then I was going to change my address on my license and all that stuff. But
okay,
government was closed. You know, they gave him a nice four-day weekend. You know,
well, that's what I had.
Yeah, but you work for a private company.
That's true. Yeah. Now, did you get anything in the mail today?
Yes, I did. But I had yes. And we had no idea who it was from.
Oh, yeah, because I didn't put my name in the return address.
Yeah, Susie's like, do you know who XYZ Landscaper is? I'm like, no, I have no clue. And I was in the middle of a Seinfeld episode, so.
Yeah.
And then she Googled it. She's like, I think it was from Jürgen. She's like, was that company used to be John Deere? I'm like, yeah. She's like, it's from Jürgen. I'm like, okay, fine. I'm watching my Seinfeld episode.
Yeah.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Was it the Festivus one?
No, it actually wasn't. They were doing some Christmas ones. It was when George hit the cleaning lady on his desk and got fired because he gave her that lousy cashmere sweater. Yeah, remember that episode?
Yep.
It's a good Christmas episode.
That is a good episode. They're all good, though,
for the most part. All just ridiculous.
So what did you think of the little package that showed up?
It's in the kitchen. I haven't even, touched it or looked at it.
You don't even know what it is?
I have no clue.
Oh, how can you operate like that? You get a surprise package in the mail and you just let it sit there?
Well, it was getting to be recording time, and I always get messages from you. As a matter of fact, I see something on my phone as we speak. I had the mud. That's very
mud pancakes.
That's very important. Ready when you are. The 7:07. You're 7 minutes late. Ready when you are.
Well, you're all hot and bothered saying, let's do seven, let's do seven.
You gotta be like, you're like that boss when, Bill's late all the time and you sit him down and say, so, has traffic been bad lately? You're sitting in there with your shirt and tie and your cushy job, making six figures.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody's running around making money for you.
That's the life, isn't it?
Traffic been bad lately, Bill? Notice you've been showing up a little later. Is everything okay?
You don't like that? You like to be late?
Well, I had to watch Seinfeld. No, like I said, I finished watching Seinfeld. I was all set to go, and then I felt the grumbles.
That happens.
And I didn't want to have to, postpone boom, this episode. Boom, 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 I mean, this is the second time we've...
Yeah, you want to get into that a little bit?
Yeah, I lost a file last night.
Oh, God. 11 o'clock, I'm watching the Giants lose, and then I get a message. I think I lost the file, Bill. I'm like, okay. Any way to recover it? No way to recover it. So here we are, day two. Deja vu.
Yeah.
Two days before Christmas.
Deja vu all over again. This time, though, I don't know what I did. I mean, I've done this a million times. Not lost an episode, but I've done this a million times. I don't know what the hell happened.
And now we can officially say, if this one comes out lousy, that the original was so much better.
They all come out lousy.
That's a good point.
Hey, did you like the intro that the Willings did for us?
Yeah, great. That's had in no way the reason why we were recording again, so that's good.
North Country.
Yeah, North Country. Cold. I don't. They have Christmas weather. They probably don't want to be 85 degrees on Christmas.
Nah.
Willings. They're a hardy folk.
Oh, they are hardy folk. I bet they have nice goulash, lutefisk.
They what got like a wood-burning stove. They probably go through like 10 cords of wood a winter. Just their whole closet's filled with flannel.
Lefse. Bet they're rolling up some lefse for Christmas.
Isn't that the stuff that they like soak in lye?
No, that's lutefisk. That's just fish that's in lye. Lefse is actually not that bad. It's really, really thin pastry.
Oh,
it's
kind of
rolled
that's
in sugar or brown sugar. They actually sell it in Norway.
Oh, dude, that's probably why I heard that. I knew that.
Lefse they have in Norway. That's big at Christmas. Lutefisk is like what the hardcore northern Minnesotans eat. And that is just absolute filth.
That's not even filth. That gives filth a bad name.
Yeah, that does give filth. Yeah, that does give filth.
It's like putrid, rotten fish.
It sits in like battery acid.
Yes.
To take all the bad contents out of it.
Yeah, so it could just sit there.
In my buddy Nate's house, I spent a couple Christmases with his folks and him and his brother. And they had some, Susie actually tried it. I wouldn't go near it. Pickled herring.
Mm-hmm.
You like, would you eat that, Mud?
I would eat that. That's not soaked in lye. That's just pickled. That's okay.
Yeah, they had... You talk about Scandinavians. That was a Scandinavian spread.
Did they have their lederhosen going and stuff like that?
No, they didn't. No. They didn't go that far. Good old Minnesota Christmas. We'd go to his house and, oh, the driveway was like on an incline. And it was just... And it was like just ice. So like Susie would be holding my arm. You'd have to get the running. You'd have to get the running
even
jump.
Better. Yeah.
Because you wouldn't spin tires. You had to go and then just hit the brakes. And then the car would slide like halfway.
And just hope that it's somewhat straight.
And then you just put the
stop.
Emergency brake on. You ought to see the driveway. All the cars are sideways and uneven. And then like she's holding my arm, but like it's just a sheet of ice. So it's one of those, if I go down, you're going down as well. If she goes down, I'm going down. So
right, exactly.
If one person slips, both people are going down. So boom. You're almost better off just going single.
And then you just slide down the driveway on your backside the whole way.
Well, you gotta kind of like walk with your feet sideways.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And then just go up and then push the back leg a little bit. Yep, you know exactly. That was my life, Bill.
Sounds fun.
That was my life. I used to swear.
Oh, I bet. You I still swear, just
the
not
last
about
Christmas
that
when I was telling the old man where we were, hoping to move to Florida, he's like, "Why would you want to do that?" And I'm like, looking outside, it's like 8 above. It's freaking dark at 4:20. Oh.
Yeah. So should I talk about my beer? I have the same one from yesterday too.
Oh, do you have the same one? What was that? That was some real goofy beer.
So it's from Harpoon Brewery out of Boston, Mass in Windsor, Vermont. It's their UFO varietal, and it's a winter blonde vanilla cold brew ale. And it actually has a little a nice poem on the back of the bottle if you'd like me to read that.
Oh, is this where I'm supposed to say, yeah, go ahead, I'd like you
I
to
guess.
Read that?
I guess, I mean, if you want.
Yeah, yeah, I'd love for you to read that.
I'm trying to follow the script from yesterday to see if we could get it as close as possible. Like a winter snowfall, soft, vanilla, and light, with a hint of coffee, this season's refreshing delight. How's that sound? Would you enjoy that?
No, read that one more time. Get closer to the microphone this time, though.
Like a winter snowfall, soft, vanilla, and light, with a hint of coffee, this season's refreshing delight.
That, my friend, sounds like mud.
That come across good? I got close to the microphone.
Yes, it did. This is NPR. You're listening to Fresh Air.
Not fresh air over here. You're
no, I'm sure it's not. Especially
even with the
even with the windows open, 85 degrees, it still simmers in that joint, doesn't it? You know it's bad when the dog runs away.
He still that still doesn't bother him.
No,
and he's got such a sensitive nose. No, it doesn't bother him.
That's good. At least Jurgina hasn't been bothered yet by it.
Oh, really? Does she think it's funny yet, or does it not faze
her? Oh, yeah.
Oh, she does.
If I, like, rip one in the morning, she'll say, "Daddy, toot." So that's good.
So she enjoys it, huh?
Yeah.
You haven't done the pull the finger trick yet, though, have you?
No, not yet.
She'd get a kick out of that, don't you think?
I don't know. That's maybe a little bit above her level so far.
Okay. Because that still makes me laugh. Do you laugh at that?
Yeah, I haven't had a good one of those in a long time.
Pull my finger. Didn't you have the book? Was it the Book of Muds or was it the Book of Farts?
It's the Book of Farts. I think I got it last year for Christmas.
Yeah, we were reading all the different ones.
Yeah, it's over here somewhere. It has even the sound effects on it, too.
Yeah, I like that thing.
That's a good book. Maybe that's what you got sent in the mail. You might have should have looked at it.
Oh, I should have.
All right, you want to take a break here,
yeah,
Mr.
Yeah, we're at about 14 minutes. We're going to play some more... It's for Grand Floridian Society Orchestra Christmas tunes.
Beautiful.
I just came back from a lovely trip along the Milky Way. I stopped off at the North Pole to spend a holiday. I called on dear old Santa Claus to see what I could see. He took me to his workshop and told his plans to me. So you better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list, checking it twice. Gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Back from break. This is episode 147 of the Paul Lavoie podcast. Mr. Klinsman, I'm going to have you introduce our show idea, seeing that this was exclusively yours.
My idea.
Usually we go back and forth and we get the interns involved, but this was one of those, how about we talk about this? And I said, done. Perfect. Love it.
I may have been able to say anything and you would have said that because you just wanted a topic.
Yeah, that's true. Especially, and right now I'm watching golf. Golf Channel has the final day of the Ryder Cup matches.
Yeah, don't tell me who wins. Spoiler.
No, I won't. No, I got it on mute anyways.
Okay. Good. So this week we're going to talk about the week that is currently going on at Walt Disney World. The busiest time of the year between Christmas and New Year's at Walt Disney World. And the pros and cons of visiting during this week. And what we'll basically do, we'll go through some of the pros, some of the cons, and then decide if it's something that either of us would ever do after bringing those points up. So does that sound good to you?
Yeah, that sounds beautiful, Mr. Klinsman. Beautiful.
How do you feel? Do you feel positive or negative? Do you want to start with the pros or with the cons?
Let me start with the cons.
All right, as Rick Pitino once said, the negativity in this town sucks.
Larry Bird's not coming through that door.
No, he's not. So obviously, the first thing, the biggest con, the most obvious con of going during this time of year, this week, are the crowds. Without a doubt, that's going to be one of the biggest downfalls, just parks getting to capacity, hotel rooms being near capacity, all of that coming into one giant ball of you know what, frustration and everything, headaches, all that, that comes with those crowd levels. And I just don't know. I mean, that's something that's really hard to overcome on a week like that. As fun as it would be to be there during Christmas, having to be shoulder to shoulder with every Tom, Dick, and Harry from the Northeast or wherever else that's trying to get away for Christmas doesn't sound like the best idea to me. What about you?
No. Too many weasels.
Well, that's one of the other cons. You want to get right into that, or you want to expound a little on the first one? Or are you just typing out an email, a letter to the editor or something?
I'm posting something on Facebook.
Of course.
To our page, though, Bill. I'm not goofing around personally.
Well, okay, so you're goofing around more specifically.
Correct.
Okay, that's good. So nothing else you want to add there?
What, about the crowds?
Yeah,
about what are crowds. Are a ton of weasels going to be like number like two, or is that just going to be 1A?
I guess it could be 1A, so that's also the thing.
Would be 1A.
It is 1A, and I mean, is it more than usual? Probably, because the schools are all out. But it's not like you could go and there's never weasels around. I mean, there's always a bunch of kids there. It's a place for kids. It's Walt Disney World, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I think there's just going to be a lot more weasels this time of year.
Maybe it's more spoiled weasels, though. Because it's a pretty penny to get down there at Christmas, so maybe it's the type of weasel that time of year. You know what I mean?
So you think rich weasels are worse than poor weasels?
It's possible.
Really?
Like entitled? Not necessarily rich or poor, but entitled.
Entitled weasels.
And that can go across all socioeconomic classes.
Like the one who wants an ice cream, and when mom won't get him an ice cream, he stomps his foot.
Yes, exactly.
And you stare at that little clown and you just want to smack him yourself, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
I bet there's a lot of other people's kids that you've wanted to smack. Is that a true statement?
I usually try to tune it out.
Oh, really?
But there's... it can happen. But like you said, under a certain age, you kind of just forgive it as them not knowing any better.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's that sweet spot of like 7 to 13 where they're in their like their highest peak weasel performance.
Correct.
Because you feel like a four-year-old, like they'll have good days, they'll have bad days, and it doesn't mean they're a weasel kid if they do some weasel things once in a while. But if you have an 11-year-old acting like a little turd in the park, you know that they're weasel 100% of the time.
That's a true statement.
I think you agree with that.
I do agree with that.
All right. Another con, and this is something we'll get into a little more, because the crowds, it's easy to say, you know, there's a lot of crowds, obviously. There's no fast passes to be found. Dining reservations are pretty much all booked up. But the cost of everything is just a little to a lot higher. I mean, all the restaurants bump up their prices. The hotels are through the roof, and I think you have some numbers for us on the hotels here, don't you, Bill? Whoa, what's going on there?
That is correct, Jürgen.
So when you get close to the mic like that, try not to exhale on it so much.
My deepest apologies, Bill.
Apology accepted.
Apology not accepted. I think that was like a Tiffany song.
Sounds like it.
'Cause I'm all right over Jürgen. Yeah, I listen to these numbers, Bill. I looked at hotels.com for Friday the 23rd through Thursday the 29th.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We're gonna go down. It doesn't really necessarily have highest to lowest, but we have Disney's Beach Club Resort.
$618.
For the whole week or per night?
For the whole week, yeah.
Yeah, per night. I know, I'm kidding.
And then we got Disney's Coronado Springs Resort. That's actually a great rate. It's discounted from $341 to $261. We have Disney's Yacht Club Resort, $628. Pop Century at $188 a night.
Wow.
Disney's Grand Floridian Resort and Spa, $788. Wilderness Lodge, $516. Disney's Boardwalk Inn, $649. Here's a high, moderate, low, deluxe Disney's Animal Kingdom Lodge, $511 a night. And I know this is one of your favorites, Disney's All-Star Music Resort.
Well, that must be up to like $99 a night or something.
That's $10 cheaper than Pop Century, a whopping $178 per night.
Oh,
Disney's
man.
All-Star Music Resort, Bill.
I couldn't imagine spending that much to stay at that dump. That ghetto.
To play, it's on ML King Boulevard too, isn't it?
Oh man, what'd you say? $178.
Does that place really make Motel 6 look like a Grand Floridian?
Nah, I won't go that far. I mean, it's probably better than the dumpy places on iDrive and stuff, but it feels like such a step down from even Pop Century. It's ridiculous.
Bill, you've had a hard on for the All Star Resort for years, haven't you?
I don't know if I'd describe it that way, and I don't know if I'd use that term on a family-friendly podcast. But
oh,
okay.
It doesn't mean it like that. Get your head out of your orifice.
Well, what does it mean then?
You've never heard of people saying like they've had a hard-on for you for a long time. It doesn't mean that they're attracted to you. It means that they don't like you.
Yes, but I'm pretty sure that's where it comes from.
There are a number of reasons. Do you want to answer the question? Are you going to answer the question?
I don't like the place. I think it's a big step down from Pop Century. You know how there's a pretty noticeable difference between Art of Animation and Pop?
Yes.
Like, multiply that by 5, and that's where you're stepping down from Pop to the All-Stars. It just doesn't feel like Disney. It feels like it's slapped together. I don't know. Maybe, I mean, I stayed at the Sports, mm-hmm. and that's probably the least themed. Like, at least with the Pop Century and Art of Animation, like, it's not themed beautifully, but it's got a lot of big Disney characters. You know you're at Disney when you're at that place.
Gotcha.
The All-Stars are a little like, you're like, this seems like kind of knockoff, almost.
How many times have you stayed there, Mr. Klinsman?
Just once. I could be speaking out of my backside.
Okay.
You'll have to go up and walk around a little bit and see. Judge for yourself.
Yeah, I've been talking about doing a visit. That's one of only two properties that I have not set foot on, the other one being Saratoga Springs.
Oh, interesting. Well, I wouldn't advise dropping 189 or whatever it is.
I think in a couple weeks, because I have Fridays and Saturdays off, I think I'm going to go up and stay at one of them. Maybe we can do three consecutive Fridays and do a nice show on that. How do you like that?
Sounds good to me. So the cost is obviously a big con of going this time of year. With the hotels that expensive, it's very cost prohibitive. You're not getting as much bang for your buck. And like I said, all the restaurants are at their max price, and everything is just jacked up a little bit for that week. Plus, airfare is not cheap at that time of year either,
aware. See what an airfare... Nah, you can't really base that because you're looking last minute anyways.
Right, yeah, it's hard to judge.
So that would be a fair gauge.
But I'm sure it's not... They don't have their cheapest rates on the week of Christmas. And then what else? We had one more downfall... Or did we just... We already sweep that in with the weasels. Was there anything else as a con that you wanted to get to?
Is there a con?
Another con.
We discussed 1B was the weasels.
The weasel factor. The prices and the crowds. That's pretty much the big three that are the downfalls. So now, what about the pros? What's something good about going that week?
Did you want me to take the lead on this one?
No, I just stopped talking for my own...
I feel like that guy, like the producer, the guy in the other window.
Yeah, I feel like I'm
Mike
Piazza, in an insane
Mike
Piazza asylum.
Batted 341 with 28 home runs and 148 RBIs in the 2001 season.
I feel like I'm in an insane asylum. Like I'm in a padded room talking to myself and expecting someone to answer back. So do you have a pro or no?
Yes.
Okay.
I think one of the pros is that the place is decorated, Bill.
Yes, thank you. Very good.
That's how my teachers used to have to get that stuff out of me, too.
Yeah, I don't know. One of these days, I'm just going to stop guiding you and see how long of a pause we can go with without one of us talking.
Like a stare down?
Like, I'll just ask something,
and then I won't answer, and you just will just keep your mouth shut?
I just won't speak again until you finally figure it out, which could be 8 minutes, could be like an hour and a half. I'll just sit there.
Depending on what I'm watching, it could be.
Yeah, exactly. I'll go to bed, come back, Audacity will still be going. You're at 16 and a half hours.
Okay. Oh, that's beautiful. Ah.
Yeah, so the place is decorated, all the Christmas decorations. You get the special parade at Magic Kingdom, the special fireworks, holiday illuminations, candlelight processional, storytellers from around the world. A lot of good things going on that time of year. The resorts are all decked out.
Now, like what you were saying, though, too, is like Rubes like me, we can go ahead of time, too, and still get that same.
Well, yeah, that's true. I mean, you could say it's not a pro because you would be able to do that, but take it as this was the only opportunity you would have to go during Christmas. When the parks are decorated for Christmas is the week of Christmas. That would still be a pro. That would be a reason to get you there, would it not?
Correct.
Yeah, so that's basically what we're saying. Yeah, obviously, if you can go and avoid the crowds, it's much better to go a few weeks before. But if the only chance you have, it might be worth it. That's what you have to weigh. Another thing that you had mentioned yesterday that I'm going to now take credit for is the weather. The gorgeous weather down there. That's a definite pro, isn't it?
Yeah, that's being a weasel, what you just did.
I know.
That's being a weasel. I gave you credit. That's the number one benefit, I think.
You think it's the number one? I say it's definitely up there. I think the decorations still take it. Because if it were just like... I wouldn't go to the beach for Christmas.
Yeah, you're not
even though
beach
the weather's
guy.
Not... Well, no, in general, though. I'm not going to go somewhere just for weather for Christmas. I want to go somewhere that feels like Christmassy, and then the weather is a big bonus.
So an 85-degree day at the Magic Kingdom feels Christmassy.
It would when they have all the decorations up and they have the special parade and all that stuff, sure.
God, you're starting to sound like a Northern Rube now. It feels Christmassy.
Well, no, but I mean, I like that part of Christmas is I like seeing the decorations. I like hearing the music. I like all that kind of stuff. So going somewhere where that is prevalent helps keep you in that mood. And the weather is just an added benefit, a huge added benefit. But it's not the number one for me, whereas for you, it sounds like it would be the number one.
Yeah.
So that's just where we differ. No problem there.
That's okay, Bill.
Agree to disagree.
Yes, correct.
And then the other thing that I had mentioned, which was kind of a stretch to be a pro, is that you could try to find a quiet moment amongst the chaos. I don't know, that might be a little too out there, maybe too philosophical.
Yeah, that's kind of deep right there, Jurgen, because I got my thinking cap on, and I'm not coming up with a good quiet place.
Like, if you're able to escape to a place in a park where you can kind of just sit back and people watch for a little bit and not feel crowded or cramped, and maybe that doesn't exist. I don't know. I haven't been down there for that week to know if it's, like, if it's wall-to-wall people or is it just 10% more crowded than the most crowded time I've been. That's the kind of thing. It's like a curiosity factor. That was another thing that we talked about as well, is that I'm very curious to see how crowded it actually is. Because you hear these horror stories, you see some pictures of Main Street, like people take pictures on Christmas and New Year's Eve from Main Street when the park is closed for capacity, and it looks like suffocating, like if you fell down, you would die. Like you bend over to tie your shoe and you just get trampled by a herd of people. But I wonder, is it that bad everywhere, or is that just because Main Street is always
That's
bad?
That's what I gotta wonder, because Joey Bag of Donuts is up there right now.
And he's a seasoned vet, so he wouldn't go up there and suffer it if he didn't have to.
He's a seasoned vet, but when his wife says that I want to go this weekend, he just goes this weekend. He's one of those, too.
Well, that's not a bad thing. I'd be the same way. When it goes for Disney, at least.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd go up at Christmas, so.
Well, that's what we have to wait and find out at the end of this episode.
The anticipation. You could cut it with a knife, can't you?
Yes. Oh, yes, yes, yes. But I think... Yeah, just seeing it and maybe like finding a few quiet moments where you can enjoy your time there. That would be a pro. Kind of fold those into one.
Where would you go?
That, I don't know. That's like maybe hang out in the back of the Morocco Pavilion. Like, you know how there's a lot of winding roads there?
Mm-hmm.
Back where Restaurant Marrakesh is. Maybe there's a spot you could sit down by a fountain, be a little quiet over there, or somewhere in Animal Kingdom on one of the trails that a lot of people don't go on. I'm sure you could find a few quiet moments to yourself there. Anywhere in Hollywood Studios that isn't Tower of Terror or Rock and Roller Coaster, because there's no one at that place.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, just probably not anywhere at the Magic Kingdom. I mean, I bet they even fill the theaters for the Carousel of Progress this time of year.
That would be sad, wouldn't it, if you couldn't have like a whole row to stretch out on?
It'd be kind of cool to see that many people seeing it. But, yeah, it would be very different than what you're used to. Waiting a half hour to get on the people mover.
Oh, don't even say that. That's when I say I'm done. I'm out of here. See you later. I'm going up to my $788 a night room at the Grand Floridian. I'm going to have my Bud Lights delivered from one of the delivery services, local delivery services.
Which you get charged for now. Did you hear about that?
Oh, do they charge you now?
Disney is now. A package receiving fee. Like, $5 per package or something. So even those like shopping companies, they can't, like Disney charges you to receive them in.
Oh.
That's a new thing. That's another question though. If you spent that much on a room, would you even want to go to the parks?
I wouldn't.
I mean, almost $1,000 a night, $800 a night, and you're gonna go spend 16 hours at the Magic Kingdom waiting 75 minutes to go on Dumbo?
Nope. But when I pay $89 at Pop, I don't want to go to the parks.
Oh, that's a good point. But that, I mean, even for someone like me who likes to kind of go open to close and really go all out at the parks, I think I'd be like, you know what? I spent this much. Maybe I'll hang out at the in the room or in the lobby a little more than I normally do.
That a boy.
All it takes is nearly $1,000 a night to get me to change my ways.
I'll get you there one of these days, Bill.
Anything else you want to add? I know we had talked about some ideas for where we might eat based off my Thanksgiving episode a few weeks ago. We're kind of like off the beaten path places where you might want to have a Thanksgiving dinner. How about a place that you may actually be able to find a reservation on Christmas at Walt Disney World? And there's not too many of those out there, are there?
There's a lot more than you would think, actually, Mr. Klinsman.
So did you just put in like dinner party of two for Christmas and then just saw what popped up?
You know
your app.
Let's actually do that right now.
Because I'm sure there's some stuff like at 8:48 p.m. and things like that. And, you know, to be expected, you're not going to get the prime times. I didn't realize they updated the app. I haven't been on this in a while. It's very different.
All right, so I'm going to put in the 25th.
Mm-hmm.
You want me to see if we can put in the afternoon? Like 4 o'clock? 3 o'clock?
No, just do for dinner. Do like normal dinner time. Just put dinner in. I don't even know how to search on this on my app anymore.
I don't know if you can do. It's kind of hard to do on. All right, here's what we have for reservations available.
All right, let's see.
50s Primetime Cafe, afternoon tea at the Garden View Tea Room. Beaches and Cream Soda Shop, believe it or not, $3.20 for that. Hmm. Beer Garden, Boathouse, Boma. Bongo's Cuban Cafe. They got the candlelit dinner dining packages.
These are all on Christmas.
These are all on Christmas. Captain's Grill, you got $150 and $4.20. Good. Chef Art Smith's Homecoming, Chefs de France, Coral Reef, the Diamond Horseshoe, Frontera Cucina, the Garden Grill, Grand Floridian Cafe, Hoop-de-doo Musical Review, House of Blues, Kona Cafe, Las Ventitas, Le Cellier Steakhouse, $2.45.
Oh, grab this, that right now.
This, to me, is saying that it's not very busy up there. Mama Mel Melnick's,
yeah,
$1.25. Mickey's Backyard Barbecue, Morimoto Asia, Nine Dragons, Olivia's Cafe, Paradiso 37, Portobello, Raglan Road, Rainforest Cafe, Restaurant Marrakesh, Sanaa, San Angel Inn, Restaurante, Shutters at Old Port Royal, Spice Road Table, Splitsville, STK, $2.30, Teppan Ito, Tiffin's, Tokyo Dining, Tony's Town Square, Trails Ends, Trattoria Al Forno, T-Rex, Tusker House, Via Napoli, The Wave, Whispering Canyon Cafe, Wolfgang Puck, Yak and Yeti.
Pretty much everything.
Yeah, I mean, there's a ton though that say that they have no, like, Citricose,
right,
Cinderella's, Chef Mickey's.
No, but those are weird times too. It wasn't like the prime times that are open. They're all kind of mid afternoon, late afternoon times.
Yeah, so there is a lot that's available.
But you can find somewhere to eat and sit down, which isn't that bad. I thought it'd be a lot worse, to be honest. But one of those places that stuck right out to me, and we talked about it a little bit, was Olivia's. And you've eaten there before, you said. You went there with my sister. And you said it was very good, was it not?
Olivia's is fantastic. Olivia's is fantastic. Just good, hearty food.
But that's the kind of place that I bet is really nice on Christmas. Probably not quiet. The weasels won't be there in mass, I would imagine. Mm-hmm. Being that it's at a DVC resort,
yeah. Look at one of those restaurants. Or I'm sorry, what the heck did your sister and I get? We got that chicken.
Southernmost buttermilk chicken.
Do they have a picture of that?
Yes, they do. It's gorgeous.
Does that thing not look beautiful?
Fried chicken breast over mashed potatoes with white gravy and a side of vegetables. Looks really nice. $18 too. That's not a bad price.
It was. I'm telling you, Bill. It was so good.
It was big too, enough to eat.
You know, it was quite a bit.
That's good. But they have like a grilled New York strip for $33, island barbecue pork ribs for $23, sea scallops for $26, a burger for $18. The burger comes with shrimp on top. That chicken is $18. Mahi mahi, crab crusted mahi mahi served with tropical couscous, avocado, pico de gallo, and mango butter, $24. That sounds really good. Slow-cooked prime rib, Cobb salad, catch of the day, pork chop, queso hueso shrimp pasta. You know, there's something for everyone on that menu.
Yeah.
And it's very reasonably priced.
Mm-hmm. You know, when I took your sister there, I said this would be a place that your dad would like. And she said absolutely, because it's got a little bit for everybody. And whenever I'm checking restaurants out, I'm always, you know, with Frank and Sue like this.
Well, if it has prime rib on the menu, there's a good chance Frank would like it, because that thing has a prime rib.
Yeah.
But I'm looking at another place, the Turf Club Bar and Grill at Saratoga Springs.
I just hold on a second, Bill. That's out of the box right there. Love it. Love it.
And they have, on all ears, they have one picture. And it's this Rancher's Reserve prime rib for $32, served with Yukon Gold mashed potatoes, broccolini, and au jus. Now, you were looking at this picture yesterday. Did you save it as, like, a screensaver for your computer?
No.
Because that thing is gorgeous.
You just have that thing bouncing and doing, like, circles and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Like the 3D. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
It's got that nice crust on there. The outside is medium well. The inside is, like, a medium rare. Marbling of fat. Some nice juice to go along with it. The potatoes and broccoli look good. That's, like, a perfect prime rib, that picture they have, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Looks delicious. And that's a way to get to Frank's heart.
Right there, huh?
Right there. And then the appetizer, French onion soup. Boom. That's a two for two right there. French onion soup, prime rib, just go home happy.
That's what he's going to have.
That would be a great Christmas meal.
I guarantee they're going to listen to this podcast, and then we're going to hear that they got an ADR in February when they go
at the turf club. Yeah, I'm thinking about going to that turf club, please. Yeah, that looks gorgeous. I mean, that's the only picture they have from their whole menu, but everything else sounds pretty good.
So would you be upset if I went and I had that and I was taking pictures and texting it to you?
I'd be a little jealous, but I'd like to see it. I'd be like half jealous, half happy for you. More jealous than happy, I guess. No, it's a nice. It looks like a nice place, and both those places are probably relatively quiet this week, I would assume. So that's good. So now we have to get.
You
go
picked
ahead.
Two places.
Yeah, well, just out of the shot in the dark. What do you think? Where would you go?
Now I've got two places. I'm going to do one in the park and one at a resort, obviously. Okay. So my first spot is going to be 50's Primetime Cafe. Because it's Christmas dinner, and what better place to spend than in your own kitchen?
Right, it's like you're in the living room, so that makes sense.
And they've got so many great. I just love the hearty dishes that they have. I like the fried chicken. I like the combo. Even that chicken pot pie looks really good.
Yeah, that does. I've looked at that the last couple times. It looks pretty good.
The golden fried chicken, delish. So that's going to be one of my in-park options. And like you said, that place is probably not going to be busy. And then my second one is going to be, we're going to go to my favorite resort.
Grand Floridian.
And we're going to go to the Grand Floridian Cafe.
Oh, okay.
On the ground floor.
Yep.
Because you're probably not going to, you know, if you have like a big family party, you're not going to want to go to Narcoossee's or Citrico's.
No.
And I think the, I think that they have a good menu, and it's got good price points. You know, you can get a dirty, you can get a steak.
Yeah, there's a lot of good things. I mean, we ate there when I was there, and it was very good. Even though I didn't feel so good. How was that burger left over, by the way?
Oh, it was good. That's funny. We were talking about that a couple weeks ago when we saw your folks at Disney.
Yeah, they asked if you enjoyed it.
They said, did you guys end up eating the food? And Sue's like, oh, yeah. And your mom's like, who had the burger? And I just raised my hand. I'm like, yeah, that would be me. Oh, it was good, yeah. Even like out of a, like heating it up.
It was still good, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was good.
That was one of those times where you get like a small stomach ache and you're just so mad because you want to eat what you have and you just can't do it.
Yeah, that was a good. We kind of went all out, though. I mean, we got, what did we get? Like the cheese plate?
Cheese plate.
And
we all got French onion soup. Yeah, that's very true. I did get plenty to eat even without the burger.
Yeah, but the surf and turf. Even like the shrimp. You said the grits are starting to grow on you. I bet that shrimp and grits. Jumbo shrimp with chorizo and fennel served on top of creamy mascarpone cheese grits. $21.
That would be a good Christmas meal. I'd probably get that on Christmas.
Grilled pork chop. Even like, I think the next time I go, I'm going to get that pan roasted chicken breast, buttery mashed potatoes, green beans, and mushroom chicken juice.
But you said the steak was pretty good. That
steak
you had
was
there.
Good. Yeah, it was very good. Yeah.
So that's a good choice. I like those two choices definitely for Christmas. And it looks like when you went through that list, both those places were available.
I mean, both
on
of them
Christmas
were available because I definitely wanted to make sure that I picked the place that was available.
And I heard Olivia's, and I didn't hear Turf Club, but I can't imagine that's banged up.
No, that's available.
Okay, so that's good. All right, now let's get down to the nitty gritty here. Would you go through with it? Would you book a trip for Christmas time? You got to weigh the pros and cons. Yeah. Dramatic pause. Yeah.
Can I give two different scenarios? Because I live here now, so it's hard.
Please do. Yeah, okay. Please give two scenarios.
Yes, I would always. I've always kind of wanted to go around Christmas time, and I would like to do it if we went with family. So if we're all living in the north. I think it would be really cool.
So kind of like that February trip we had, if the only chance we had to do it was on Christmas that week, it would still be fun.
But here's the addendum.
Okay.
If we were to stay at a decent resort, I'm talking like moderate plus.
Yep.
And we were just going to like eat and do a little outside, like maybe play some golf, do some different things, maybe go to
a
Disney
water park
Springs
or something.
Yeah. And go shopping. Then it's a yes. If there's going to be a bunch of young kids and we're going to stay at Art of Animation Park, any of the values, and we're going to go rope drop to close, then I'm checking out.
That's a pass for you.
That's going to be a pass.
Yeah, I'm kind of on board with the same thing. I always wanted to just see what it's like that time of year. Everyone says it's so crowded, it's so crowded. I kind of want to see it for myself. So that part has me leaning yes. And then the only way is what you said, a big family trip where you have, you know, four different groups of people coming together. You have 16, 20 people all meeting up and staying at the same place and hanging out. And then, like you said, the best times you're going to have are going to be sitting around dinner or sitting around the pool at the hotel doing something else. You're not going to have that memory waiting in line
right
to go on Small World. It's going to be sitting around the pool when everyone's laughing at some story or something like that. So that's when it would be worth it.
Like you said, if you had like 16 people and like you had one day where you had eight guys, two foursomes to go play golf, and then you had a bunch of like the girls who were going to go get massages and get their nails done because we were going to go out for a nice dinner that night. And like we did stuff like that and spent, you know, 4, 5, 6 hours at the parks, but
right.
And if it was some type of unique, memorable vacation, then absolutely I could deal with the crowds and the higher prices because it's going to be a once-in-a-lifetime trip.
That's the thing.
Everybody's going to save for it and plan for it.
It's not a Christmas tradition. It's not going to be like, this is what we do on Christmas, go to the parks.
Mm-hmm.
That would never happen for me. But if it came down to it once where everyone wanted to go and meet there and that's what everyone did,
mm-hmm.
And like I said, 16, 20 people, then sure, I'm on board for it.
I'm actually thinking about this.
You're going to try to put something together?
We might have to set like a 5 or 10 year goal right now.
There we go. Well, start saving. Pennies a day can go a long way, right?
It can, absolutely.
All right, so let's, what do you think? We should take another break here?
Yeah, we'll play another, spin another Grand Floridian Orchestra.
Beautiful.
Christmas. Said yes and kind of said no on whether or not we'd want to go up to property at Christmas.
Well, I went into it basically saying there's no chance I would ever want to be there that week, but then a few things, you know, the price and the crowds definitely are huge deterrents, but just being curious of how crowded it could actually be, people watching, and then obviously under a certain circumstance I would still do it, and it's Christmas, which is the best time to go up there.
Mm-hmm.
By far, it's so much fun at Christmas time, so having that factor built in, there's a chance. I'm not saying it probably will never happen in my life,
but
I wouldn't rule it out. It's not something I'm going to plan for, but if it came up, I wouldn't say no off the bat.
So what you're saying is if somebody said, hey, you want to do this for Christmas, I'll pay, then you're going to go.
Yeah, I'd probably
do that. That's pretty much what that sounded like.
Those last two words are the key.
Right.
The I'll pay part. That always makes it a little easier to do.
$750 million of assets, and you want somebody to pay for your $1,000 a week hotel room. That's disgusting.
$1,000 a night.
Even $1,000. All right, so $6,000. You got $750. That's disgusting.
It's not liquid, though.
And you're not supposed to be. We're not supposed to talk about greed during this time of the year.
I'd rather have that money go towards more worthy endeavors,
like more real estate investments.
Real estate, our Swiss savings accounts, Cayman Islands,
exactly.
Things like
that. Then going on a nice family vacation and I'm not getting into this.
Oh,
very disappointed in you, Mr. Klinsman. I thought for sure that this was going to be the year where you took like 50 people down there, but...
Maybe next year.
Maybe next year.
If we have another good year. Merry Christmas, Mr. Klinsman.
Oh, Merry Christmas to you, buddy.
I mean, in all sincerity, everyone out there listening, if anyone's actually listening to this garbage on Christmas Day, we'd love to hear from you.
Please,
because that's ridiculous, because there's no chance that either of us are going to listen. Although you might pop it up at the Lanai system.
Oh, you want? You know what? Yes, because we're doing Christmas Eve here.
Okay.
And I kind of got the sense that my cousin wanted to do it at his house, because I said, you know, his girlfriend's going up to Pennsylvania to surprise her kids.
Oh, nice.
For Christmas. So I said, you know, you want to come up here again for Christmas? I mean, we haven't entertained in 2 years, so we kind of have that bug.
Right.
And he's like, you know what? He goes, I don't mind doing it. You guys did Thanksgiving. I'm kind of like, well, I like the pool and the whole setup. I said, all right, if you want to do Christmas, we'll do Christmas Eve. So we're going to make a gravy, do some baked ziti tomorrow.
Nice. That sounds good.
Doesn't that sound good?
Yes, it does.
But yeah, you know, I was thinking we should probably fire this up on the Lanai. Maybe when we're having coffee. What do you think?
Sounds good. Well, it won't be released, so it's going to be like a private showing.
Oh.
On Christmas Eve, like a preview.
That's true. You know, if there's anybody, too, I mean, we're always looking to sell more merchandise and to make an extra buck. If there's anybody out there who wants to get, like, the pre-release of any episode...
Yeah, just let us know.
Let us know, and you know, for $50...
A week.
We can definitely... Yeah. $200 a month, we can definitely get this thing. We can get
it one day early.
Yeah, one day early.
At least a few times a year.
I mean, there's so many people who are just, they're dying to get this thing.
Yes, exactly.
It's like the bootleg CD, DVD.
Yes.
Hey, how the hell did you listen to the Poor Favor? 147 hasn't come out yet. Oh, I got it.
Opens up his jacket.
Site.
He's got old iPods, yeah.
People like log in and it's actually available for them. That's not a bad idea, is it?
No, you can actually do that through Podbean.
Can you? Premium subscribers. There's your
there are premium stuff, yeah.
But then again, we don't want to ruin it, because we don't want like 10 people saying, oh, this is what they talked about today.
10 people, that's 99% of our audience. All right, let's bring this thing home, Bill.
I just got to let you know, I posted, I don't know if you saw that post about Lefse.
Yeah, I saw it.
Did you see Doug Willen's comment?
No, I didn't see that yet.
It's beautiful. It's so Doug Willen. It said, that place is the best. That is the closest I could ever find to what my grandma used to make. It's beautiful.
That's a Minnesota Rube comment,
isn't it?
That's
a great comment.
That is a good comment.
I always love it when he and his wife comment, because I know it's going to be quality stuff.
That's true. And we're glad we had them on this episode, Christmas.
Oh, to introduce the show. That's
bring
fantastic.
Us in.
And if anybody else wants to send us a WAV file to an introduction, wherever you are in the United States or overseas, because we have a lot of overseas, we'll take whatever we can get at this point.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, you want us to take us? You want me to wrap us up, Jürgen?
Yeah, let's wrap it up here. It's Christmas. People need to get to their family dinner, open some presents.
Okay, you can find us on Facebook and on Twitter at Pork for War Podcast. Our website is www.porkforwarpodcast.com. You can find me personally on Twitter at Pork for War Mike. My email address, Mike at Pork for War Podcast. If you want to email the show with some show suggestions, it's info at Pork for War Podcast. Listen to us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play. Mr. Klinsman.
You can email me at gary@porfavorpodcast.com, and our YouTube channel is youtube.com/porfavorpodcast.
We're always adding new content, are we not?
We're occasionally adding new content.
Okay, occasionally, so I shouldn't have said always.
No, always would not be accurate.
And before I take us home, Jürgen, I have, after we do the outro and we play our song, there's going to be a little cameo appearance. I'm going to be heading into studio, my musical studio.
Studio B.
Studio B, just across the hall, where we have all of our musical recording equipment.
Mm-hmm. You're going to do a little song?
I'm going to perform a song that I've been talking about actually for over a year, and it's going to be called The 12 Days of Season.
Okay.
It's about the 12 guys in the cart barn at the Oaks Club.
Beautiful. I'm sure that's really going to be targeted to our Disney listening audience. So with that being said, honestly, anyone out there that celebrates Christmas, Merry Christmas. Have a safe holiday. Happy New Year. We'll talk to you all next week. And Mike, especially to you and Kristen, have a good Christmas, and I'll be talking to you soon.
All right, buddy. Safe to you, and Merry Christmas.
Yesterday's memory may sparkle and gleam. Tomorrow is still but a dream. Right here and now, you've got it made. The world's forward marching, and you're in the parade. Now is the time. Now is the best time. Be it a time of joy or strife, there's so much to cheer for. Be glad you're here, for it's the best time of your life.
On the first day of season, our cart barn manager gave to me a Michael P. Hurley. On the second day of season, our cart barn manager gave to me two sirs and a Michael P. Hurley. On the third day of season, our cart barn manager gave to me three Fred DeMarcos, two sirs, and a Michael P. Hurley. On the fourth day of season, our cart barn manager gave to me four Matt Laguerre's, three Fred DeMarcos, two sirs, and a Michael P. Hurley. On the fifth day of season, our cart barn manager gave to me five Reuben Blackwoods, four Matt Laguerre's, three Fred DeMarcos, two sirs, and a Michael P. Hurley. On the sixth day of season, our cart barn manager gave to me six Chuck McClintocks, five Reuben Blackwoods, four Matt Laguerre's, three Fred DeMarcos, two sirs, and a Michael P. Hurley. On the seventh day of season, our cart barn manager gave to me seven Joe Walters, six Chuck McClintocks, five Reuben Blackwoods, four Matt Laguerre's, three Fred DeMarcos, two sirs, and a Michael P. Hurley. On the eighth day of season, our cart barn manager gave to me eight Larry Come In Larry, seven Joe Walters, six Chuck McClintocks, five Reuben Blackwoods, four Matt Laguerre's, three Fred DeMarcos, two sirs, and a Michael P. Hurley. On the ninth day of season, our cart barn manager gave to me nine one-day Dannys, eight Larry Come In Larry, seven Joe Walters, six Chuck McClintocks, five Reuben Blackwoods, four Matt Laguerre's, three Fred DeMarcos, two sirs, and a Michael P. Hurley. On the tenth day of season, our cart barn manager gave to me 10 Justin McKelvey's, 9 one-day Dannys, 8 Larry Come In Larry's, 7 Joe Walters, 6 Chuck McClintock's, 5 Reuben Blackwoods, 4 Matt Laguerre's, 3 Fred DeMarcos, 2 sirs, and a Michael P. Hurley. On the 11th day of season, our cart barn manager gave to me 11 one-day Joes, 10 Justin McKelvey's, 9 one-day Dannys, 8 Larry Come In Larry's, 7 Joe Walters, 6 Chuck McClintock's, 5 Reuben Blackwoods, 4 Matt Laguerre's, 3 Fred DeMarcos, 2 sirs, and a Michael P. Hurley. On the 12th day of season, our carp our manager gave to me 12 Joey bag of donuts, 11 One Day Joe's, 10 Justin McKelvey's, 9 One Day Danny's, 8 Larry come in Larry's, 7 Joe Walter's, 6 Chuck McClintock's, 5 Reuben Blackwood's, 4 Matt Laguerre's, 3 Fred DeMarco's, 2 Sirs, and a Michael P. Hurley.